Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, this is David Griffiths here again. Today we'll be doing part 4 of my Finder series. However, although I've called it part 4 of the Finder series, it's a little bit of a mixed bag today because it could easily be part 8 of my Safari series. What we're going to be looking at today is folder actions. In particular, we're going to be looking at a sort of folder actions that can be applied to the download folder in Finder, whereby you can make the Mac tell you when a file enters the download folder. This is an alert function which is, I think, very useful on the Mac. Now, this feature is not without some problems, and I think that Apple could improve it even further from a voiceover point of view. It has some pros and cons. We'll see the pros and cons as we go through the podcast, but on balance, I think the pros outweigh the cons. The way we're going to investigate the use of the folder action applying a download alert to the download folder is by using the RNIB National Talking Newspaper and Magazine service to download some files. Once downloaded, I'm going to demonstrate very quickly how I can easily transfer the downloaded file to an SD card for playing on my Plectalk Daisy player. I may briefly demonstrate how that works on the actual player itself. And also, I'm going to demonstrate how the newspapers and magazine can be read very nicely on the Mac. Now, before we get started, I should, as always, provide version, time and equipment information. I'm doing this podcast using my iMac 2011 model. The date is
December 5th, 2:49 p.m.
And that's 2014. The version of Yosemite that we're using is
menu bar Apple about this Mac. About this Mac. Application about this toolbar. OS 10 Yosemite. Image. Version 10.10.1.
That's the version of Yosemite that we're using. Now if I close that window, we should be on the desktop.
The Finder, desktop, Dropbox alias.
And we'll jump straight in. I apologise if you hear some whistling in the background. I have got a very whistly old hearing aid on at the moment because my normal one is broken. Anyway, I'm going to bring up the home folder with Command-Shift-H.
Home, David Griffith, window, browser, one item selected. David Griffith, folder, David Griffith, folder.
Not quite sure why it beeps then, but anyway, I'll just interact.
Interact with browser, David Griffith. Folder, applications, desktop, documents, downloads, folder.
And that's the one that we want focused on, the download folder. Now, if we use VO-Shift-M to bring up the context menu.
Menu.
And then you just press the N key, or I think it function right arrow on a laptop, or you can just cursor down. I'm going to press the N key.
Services, submenu.
Right, you jump to the end of a menu, then you do a right cursor key.
Services, submenu, folder actions, setup, ellipsis.
And that's what we want. It says folder actions, setup, ellipsis. So we press enter on that.
Folder actions, setup, window. Choose a script to attach, table, has keyboard focus.
Right, so it says choose a script to attach. Now, I've already got the scripts attached, but I'll just show you by interacting with the table.
Interact with, choose a script to attach, table, row 1.
And in read row 1.
Add, new item alert.scpt.
And that's the one we want. It's the new item alert, and it's the script that we want to include. So I stop interacting.
Stop interacting with choose a script to attach table, row 1 of 13. Cancel button. Attach default button.
And then you have attach default. I'm just going to press attach again, even though I've already got it.
Enable folder actions. Checkbox.
And then you'll have a dialogue that comes up. It said enable folder action. Checkbox. And you've got to have that. Checks. If we cursor across,
folder actions, table, row 1 of 2, on, checkbox, folders with actions, downloads, selected.
And you'll see that we've actually got that already selected. Then you go down, you see that it's already got the new alert there selected.
Vertical splitter. Scripts table, row 1 of 1, on, check, checkbox, script, add, new item alert.fcpt, selected.
And it's already selected, carry on.
Add folder action button.
And it says add folder option button.
Remove folder action button.
We don't want to remove.
Show folder button.
Always show the folder.
Remove folder, add folder action button.
What you would have to do is to press the add folder option button. I don't need to do that because I've already got it enabled, so I will simply press Command W now to close this window.
Downloads window.
So we're in the download window. Now, before we actually go to the National Talking Newspaper service by the RNIB, for people in the UK, but I presume there's a similar website available for people in the US and other countries, it's best to sort out the destination folder that you want to move your files to before you actually start downloading the files. Now, in my case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Command N to bring up a new window in Finder.
New Finder window, Dropbox window, browser.
And I'm going to point that new window towards my computer.
Computer, list one item selected. 2 terabytes data, volume.
By pressing Command Shift and C. And then I'm going to simply cursor down.
Bootcamp, volume. Macintosh HD, network. PLEXTALK, volume.
And that's my Plectalk SD card, which is actually where I want to download my new papers and magazine from the RNIB 2. Now, what I'm going to do is actually open a new window here to make absolutely certain that we don't lose this as a focus. So I'm going to press Shift, V-O-M.
Menu, open a new window.
And you do what down one, you press open a new window.
PLEXTALK, window, browser.
And now I'm going to cursor across.
Browser. Audible. Folder.
And then go down to...
Text. Folder.
Just by pressing T, which is where my text is. Cursor across.
List one item selected. Computer. Folder.
And I'm going to now press T again.
Today paper. Folder.
And that today paper. So that's where I want to focus on. I'm using Column Browser, so it'd be easy to move within Column Browser just by pressing the left and right cursor keys. Now we can go to have a look at the RNIB Talking Newspaper website. So I'm going to press VOD to go into the dock.
Dock. Finder. Open.
And I'm going to press S for Safari.
Safari.
And just press Enter.
Finder. Today paper. Window. Safari. Top sites. Window. Sidebar. Group.
And I have the RNIB Talking Newspaper site as a favourite, so I just have to press Command 3 to open that site.
RNIB NTNM login, newspapers and magazines, HTML content.
I'm going to interact with the HTML content.
Interact with NTNM login, newspapers and magazines, HTML content. 9 items, NTNM part of RNIB.
And you chat that up by pressing Control. I'm going to make sure Quick Nav is on.
Quick Nav on.
By pressing the left and right arrow key, and I'm going to press F.
Username, edit text.
And I've got 2 fields to interact with and put my details in. I'm just going to pause the recording while I put my details in. Okay, I've logged in now, so if we investigate this site.
Heading level 2, newspapers and magazines, visited. Magazines by category, visited. Magazines, alphabetical, visited. National newspapers, visited. Regional newspapers, group.
Now we want national newspapers.
Visited. National newspapers, visited.
And that's the one we want, national newspapers. So if we press on there.
Press. NTNM part of our RNIB group image. Visited. Home. Visited. Back to menu. Heading level.
Right. Now what we will have here is a whole list of newspapers titles. And what I'm going to do to short circuit it is just to bring up the find menu with VOF.
Enter search text. Previous search, Roth.
You input independent in.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Independent underline I, the 5th of December 2014.
And that's the one that we want. So we press space on that to open that up.
Press. NTNM part of our RNIB group image. Visited. Home. Visited. Back to menu. Visited. Back to titles.
Press Control to dot VOF Beacon. Press H for heading.
Last heading, heading level 2. Independent Diet, the 5th of December 2014.
Then we go straight to the Independent. If we just VO right down 1.
Independent underline Diet.
I'm going to press VO space on that.
Press. NTNM part of our NIV group image. Visited. Home. Visited. Back to menu. Visited. Back to titles. Back to independent underline I, the 5th of December 2014. Heading level 2. Independent I, the 5th.
Right, now if we read down to the page, we come to what I think is the real weakness of the RNIB site, in as much as that the RNIB provide usefully many different formats to download this new paper in. There is a problem, and that is the way that they've set out the file names for the various different formats they offer for download in a really convoluted way that takes an age for VoiceOver to read. I'll try and demonstrate if we start listening.
Independent underline I underline underline 5 underline December underline 2014 underline underline daisy.zip. Independent underline I underline underline 5 underline December underline 2014 underline underline daisy underline text dash only dot zip. Independent underline I underline underline 5 underline December underline 2014 underline underline EPUB2.EPUB. Independent under.
So basically, if you have a long list of different options, because sometimes you have options to download sections and sometimes you have options to download the whole paper, but they're all in DAISY, text, HTML, MOBI, EPUB format, it can take an absolute age to find the one that you want just by listening to the whole file name. So what I tend to do is I just go to the top of the page. I don't put myself at the top of the page at the moment.
NTNM part of our NIV group.
And I just use the search function. So I go VOF.
Enter search text.
And I'm just
type. Search independent.
And I find if I just put EPU in.
Hey, you. Independent underline.
And that will bring me to the EPUB version of the document, which is what I want to download in the first instance. Now, this is where we need to talk a bit about what will happen next, because things will happen quite quickly once we press the VO space on here to download it. Now, before we press VO space on this and bring up the folder alert dialog, there's a number of things that we need to know. The first is that we will have to respond reasonably quickly, because the folder alert dialog comes up only for a limited amount of time. If we just leave it, it will disappear. The other thing that we need to know is that it's not an announce dialog. You therefore need to know that it's going to come up and start looking for it with your VO key, which isn't too difficult, as we will demonstrate in a moment. The other thing that we need to know, not in connection with downloading files from this site, because it won't be such a problem because they're very small, the files that we are downloading, is that actually this folder alert isn't specifically designed just for the download folder, but for any folder. So what it's technically doing is alerting us that a new file has been placed in the download folder, and it will do that every single time that a new file is placed in the download folder. Now, the issue, however, is that with big downloads, in particular, you will find that there will be two alerts. The first will be an alert to say that a download has started, because it will do that because it will say that Safari had put a temporary download file in your download folder. And the second alert will be effectively telling you that the download is completed. So what this means is that when you're undertaking bigger downloads, perhaps of an audiobook, or perhaps of a zip file of an MP3 album or something like that, is that you need to be aware that the first alert you get, you should probably ignore and decline the invitation to go directly to the download folder, because that would simply put you on focus on a temporary file which is downloading. This, however, will not be an issue on this website, because the files download so quickly that by the time that we get to the download folder, the file would definitely have downloaded. So I won't hang about, because if I say if we hang about too long, this window will disappear. But we will simply do it now. So if I go VO space on this link.
Press independent underline I underline underline 5 underline independent underline I under independent underline I underline underline 5 underline December underline 2000 yes button.
You'll see it said yes.
Folder actions alert. One new item has been clicked. Yes button.
I mean, you could say no, but I'm going to accept the invitation to go yes.
Press finder downloads window browser one item selected. Independent underline I underline.
And there we are with the focus on the independent, so we just press command C to copy that.
Copy independent underline I underline underline 5 underline this.
We don't need to listen to all of that, and we just do command accent to cycle through windows.
Cycle through windows. Insider underline underline cycle through windows. PLEXTALK window browser one item selected.
And we're on Plex Talk. I thought we would be on today's paper, but we can still navigate there quite quickly.
Browser one item selected. Interact with browser. PLEXT audible folder.
We go to text, T for text.
Text, full, computer, full, today paper, folder.
And we just simply press Command V to paste that in there.
Paste item.
And that's all that's involved. Now what I'm going to do is just quickly back out with the left arrow.
Text, folder, PLEXTALK, volume.
I'm going to press Command E to eject that volume.
Eject, PLEXTALK.
And now I can take out the SD card, but I'm going to just pause the recording just while I insert it into my Plex Talk. Right, well, I've now put the SD card in my Plex Talk player, so if I just use the controls on the Plex Talk player, I won't go through them in detail here, but...
Paragraph.
All right, we just want to make sure that we're on the right thing, so I'm just going to press...
SD card, all titles list, select the title, text, 9.
Evening Standard.
And I'm just going to kind of cursor across to get to the Independent.
8.
The Guardian.
These are the papers I've downloaded.
7.
Independent Guide.
This is the Independent that we just downloaded off the Mac.
Beginning of title.
Independent Guide. 5 December 2014. News front page. Page 1. Credit card nation. Revealed.
Maybe just pause it. You can see that we can just go by headings.
Paragraph. Screen. Page. Level 2.
So we've got level 2.
Level 1.
And we can navigate through the paper quite easily. We've got those two heading levels.
News. Page 2. Royal appointments. History. Penguin Press has launched.
Right, so that's a fairly easy and efficient way of getting a new paper off your Mac onto a portable player of some description that you may have. Now, you may, however, just want to read these new papers on your Mac. So to do that, of course, you can use the iBooks application. And if we just switch the download window, just check where we are.
Downloads window.
And we should still have the document we want highlighted.
Independent underline, I underline, underline 5 underline, December underline, 2014 underline, underline, epub2.epub.
Right, now... Actually, listening to that, I've realised that we downloaded the magazine, The Independent, which is an insert to the paper, not the main paper. But that doesn't particularly matter for the demonstration purposes. So again, I do command down arrow to open it.
Open selection. iBooks. iBooks. Window. Bookshelf. Scroll area has keyboard focus. Dialogue. Sign in. Dim default button. Password. Secure edit text. iBooks has new window.
Now, iBooks, of course, always ask you to sign in when you first open up, but in this case, if we're opening a document direct from Finder, we don't need to download any books from the iBooks store. So I'll just cursor over to...
Help, but create Apple ID, cancel button.
Cancel.
Independent A, window, library, button.
Now, I am not a iBooks expert by any means, but I'll briefly show you just a few of the things that I know about, which is if we go across...
Table of Contents button.
If we want to press the Table of Contents button, in this case, it's not really worth it, but I'll just show it to you anyway. If you press that...
Press Table of Contents button. Table. Page 11. Selected.
And if you interact with that table, you can then move up and down it.
Interact with table. Row 20. Selected.
And then if we VO cursor down...
Page 12. Page 12. Page 13.
No actual contents here apart from page number, so it's not particularly illuminating. So In this case, I'll just stop interacting with the table.
Stop interacting with table. Independent A window. Table of contents button.
And you just press escape to go back to the normal toolbar. So we carry across.
Notes button. Appearance button. Search button. Add bookmark button. Show bookmarks button. Previous page button.
And this is the landmark with previous page button. So the next bit is where we interact.
Their news matrix. Their day at a glance protest. Amnesty International has criticized police action at a Warwick University student demonstration.
I just press. So we interact there and we're into iBooks.
Interact with text. Their news matrix. Their day.
So we're actually at the midway through the paper because I've looked at it before. What I found, if you want to navigate by page, you just simply use the up and down arrow. So if I go up.
Their news pages 9 to 10. Judges rule chimp has no human rights. Their news matrix. Their day.
And pages 9 to 10.
Pages 7 to 8, Kipling.
Pages 7 to 8.
Pages 5 to 6, news.
And all I'm doing is pressing the up arrow. And if you want to go down.
Pages 7 to 8, Kipling. But their king was deemed to have made their delivery his own. As well as this psalm and like the pages 9 to 10.
9 to 10. Now, if you want to navigate by one page rather than two pages at a time, and you press Command 1.
Single page, checked.
And what you should find, you might have to press VO cursor right once just to start reading.
Owner.
Yep, and if we go up one now.
Page 8, Instagram.
We're up to page 8.
Page 7.
Page 7. If we want to go back to two-page navigation, we go Command 2.
Two pages.
And then, we dip, again, the up and down arrow will navigate by one and two pages at a time. It is an oddity that you have to press the VO key once for this to work.
Kipling, but their king was deemed to have... Pages 5 to 6, news. Pages 7 to 8, Kipling. But their king was deemed to have made their delivery his own. As well as this.
Right, and while you're in iBooks, of course, VOA will read continuously. I just show that.
Kipling. But their king was deemed to have made their delivery his own. As well as this Solomon-like diplomacy, George the Sixth was also a keen hand at sport, being their only royal to have played at Wimbledon. He appeared in their men's doubles with Louis Grieg, but lost.
Pressing control will pause the reading. Pressing control again will start it again.
Words, Oscar Quine, heading level 2, Friday 05 deck. Quote of their day, politics is perhaps their only profession for which no preparation.
Pressing control. If you want to read line by line, because obviously the up and down arrow will move you by pages or two pages, depending on what you have set, then you use the VO cursor down. So I'll just show you.
Heading level 2, where do their snap happy? Go. Instagram, their smartphone app that.
If you're just going down a line at a time now.
Allows users to share images tagged with their location where they were taken has.
So very short lines here.
Revealed their 10 most snapped places on Earth. 1 Disneyland, Anaheim, California.
That's better normally just to use the VOA, I think, to read.
Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles, California, 3 Times Square, New York, 4 Siam Paragon Shopping Mall, Bangkok, Thailand, 5 Gorky Park, Moscow, Russia, 6.
Okay, so that's the limited amount I know about iBook. I have not yet found a way in iBook of navigating by heading, which is a shame, because that would be a very useful addition to add to iBooks, and certainly in terms of navigating new papers and articles, navigating by heading would be very useful. So if anybody knows how to do that, I'd be quite glad to hear. And also, I don't think there are chapters in this new paper magazine anyway, but I personally have had very little success in navigating with keystrokes from within iBook by using the command shift right arrow and command shift left arrow. So I'm not optimistic that you'll be able to use that. Though again, I'd be very interested to hear of anybody who has succeeded in doing that. What I have been able to do is to navigate books through the table of contents, which I showed you briefly. That's a very brief overview of iBooks. So let's just quickly summarise what we've done. We first of all went to find the download folder, brought up the context menu on the download folder, dropped to the end of that context menu where we had the services option, and we cursed across and we found folder actions set up. Under folder actions set up, we selected the first Apple script in the select script table, and then we enabled that, and then we checked the checkbox which said enable folder action. Having set that up, we went to Safari and the RNIB site. A slightly difficult site to navigate, but I suggested some strategies for trying to access those files fairly quickly by using search to find the files that you wanted. And if you download files in a number of formats, you can do it in EPUB, MOBI, HTML, text, whatever you want, really, the format you download them in. I downloaded in EPUB. You can then either put them on a portable reader or you can open the file in iBooks to read your paper on your Mac. Just to remind you, the whole thing about the folder alert system is that if you've got any vision at all, you will be able to see it come up. I haven't got any vision, but apparently it's right there in the middle of the screen. But if you haven't got any vision, you just VO cursor around for a few seconds and it will pop up and you can select the yes or no button to decide whether you want to go to the download folder. The great benefit of it is that when you go to the download folder, you're already focused on the file you've downloaded, so you can either open it immediately or copy it to another location. I find personally that works pretty well with me. You do have to remember that you're downloading something, particularly if it's a large file. So you may want to experiment with folder actions, and in particular the new file alert facility on the downloads folder. It may not be for everybody, but for me the benefits outweighs the problems. I like the convenience of being able to hit the button, going straight to my download and being able to copy it or open it without even having to interact. For me, it works very well, in particular with sites like the RNIB site, where you're downloading quite small files. Okay, I hope you found that useful. Bye-bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.